Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, what do you say? We load up and head down to Lake Whitney. Now, guide Mike Houston is on station down there. I've got some important stuff I want to tell you about another guide that many people are familiar with, but we're going to get Mike on here and divulge all this information. Mike, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We're going to talk about fishing and a good update down there at Lake Whitney on your striper fishing, and we're going to talk about your hybrid fishing on Rips and Chambers. But first, we're going to talk about a mutual friend of ours, and that's guide, good buddy, Chris Watson. And I want to say this, Chris is, I don't want to go into great details, but he has some serious health problems right now. And I have known Chris Watson. Chris has guided down at Richland Chambers for a lifetime. I was introduced to Chris probably, Mike, probably 20-something years ago by a mutual friend, Bob Holmes. And yeah. Bob said, I got this young guy that's just an awesome guide, and I'd like you to, you know, I was out, at first it was just all about getting a good story and writing about him, but we got to be friends. A nicer person I've never met than Chris Watson. Chris needs some help right now on all kind of fronts. Tell us about how people can help him. I know guided trips, they could donate those, and you're going to be the contact person, Mike, and the people can get a hold of. You're the voice to this. So how could they, you know, help out?
Well, we're putting together kind of a package deal of some hunting and fishing trips and just some cash donations, and if, you know, if you can't do any of those, just prayers and thoughts for Chris and his family. We had some fishing guide trips and hunting guide trips donated so far, and we'll be doing kind of a combination raffle auction for these items. But if you have anything that you could donate, you could contact me, and we could get it on the list of items that we have.
Okay. Mike, let's do this. We're going to give your contact information again. But, folks, you know, I have many, many buddies that are fishing guides and hunting outfitters. And, I mean, I've made my career as an outdoor writer and all that in the past 30 years. So all you guides, if you're listening to me, you probably already know Mr. Chris Watson. Mike is going to tell you how to help out. So, Mike, how do they start the ball rolling by contacting you?
Hey, my cell phone number is 817-487-7121. And then you can message me on Facebook through my Facebook Messenger at Houston Guide Service or Michael Houston.
Houston Guide Service. That's easy to remember. And, Mike, we'll give the phone number again here in a minute. But what we're talking about, if someone would a guided trip on Tawakoni or Lake Fork or Cooper, Richland Chambers, or if you've got a hog hunting operation and night hunting for hogs this summer or whatever, I think that we are both going to be surprised, Mike, at the people listening that know guide Chris Watson down at Rifts and Chambers. And I won't stress it, but I do need to make sure everybody understands Chris does need our help right now. And now's the time to, you know, if you can, to contact Mike Houston here, and let's see if we can help a wonderful guy. Okay, all right. Mike, let's do this. Let's shift gears a little bit, and let's talk about striper fishing, I'm sorry, down at Whitney. I've got buddies that guide down there too. I know it's been, as they say, off the chain down there lately, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. It's been really good. We're at this point, we're kind of considering it a bad day if we're not limited out in 30, 45 minutes. I mean, it's been really good for the last month. I've had trips this week where we had four limits yesterday we had four limits by 7:23.
Good. That's as good as the, are you live bait fishing?
Yes, sir. We're using live shad, 5 to 8 inch shad.
Yeah, a bigger shad. Well, are the stripers relating to structure, or are they chasing bait right now?
They're just now getting on structure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places that we've been fishing, you'll mark one or two fish and set up, and you'll catch a couple, then you'll have a big school come through and catch a bunch. But the last few days, you know, as it was 97 degrees 2 days ago, and they kind of pushed the shad away from the banks, and the fish have been relating to structure a lot more the last few days.
That's good, man. Well, that's just about as good as you could expect. Someone that wanted to use artificials, Mike, and get out at break of day and maybe fish some shorelines or something, is anybody doing that, or do you know of anybody that's had any luck lately doing, you know, topwaters?
Topwater's kind of over.
Yep.
But I do know some people that are using flutter spoons and catching fish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So big, like 6 to 10 inch flutter spoons.
Yep.
Fishing
yep.
the same areas you would fish with live bait.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's shift gears now a little bit over to Richland Chambers and kind of give us an update on the hybrids over there.
They're really now just getting good. Now, Richland Chambers was kind of unpredictable on the hybrid fishing for the last half of April and the first half of May because of the shad spawn, and there was just a lot of shallow fish. And you could catch them on swim baits in the morning, but it's kind of hard to drop live bait and fish in 4 foot of water. So
it is, yeah.
But it's really kicking off right now. There's a lot of hybrids being caught and points out in 17 to 22 foot of water on live 3 to 5 inch shad.
Awesome. Well, Mike, that's a good update on Whitney and Richland Chambers. Both of them are fine lakes that I've fished for many years with some really good guides. And well, old Chris Watson, I want to tell a quick Chris Watson story. The first time I met Chris, you're going to get a kick out of this, and Chris is too if he has a chance to listen. Bob Holmes, my longtime friend, set me up with a fishing trip with Chris. It's 22 years ago, give or take a year. Okay, well, we're going to fish the kind of the tail race below Richland Chambers and the river. We were fishing a little catfishing and hybrids. I was so impressed with Chris. Now, if anybody that boats can think about this, the Trinity was running pretty much bank to bank. There was a good current. There was a current coming out of Richland Chambers, folks. And I'd never done this. Chris had at the time, a big aluminum boat, a big boat. And he had me backing it down. He says, okay, Luke, this is critical. He said, I'm going to start the motor up as soon as you get about halfway down this ramp. And you don't stop. You go ahead and put me in the water. And I'm going to control the boat. Basically, here's if you can picture a fast move, not, you know, for a Texas river, the Trinity was rolling. I backed that thing down and I stopped, and he hit the gas and backed it off of there, swung the nose around up in the current, and just hung there. Perfect. That's how I met Chris Watson, and we went and proceeded to catch the daylights out of the fish, catfish as I remember, and some hybrids. So and then that was the beginning. I mean, Chris was already a seasoned boatsman, a seasoned fisherman, grew up with his dad down there fishing the creeks and the rivers and everything. But by golly, right now it's time to think about him and see what we can all do to help him. So, Mike, let's give your contact information one more time. We've got time for that, and how people can contact you about helping Chris.
Okay, My cell phone number is 817-487-7121, and you can message me on Facebook at Michael Houston or at Houston Guide Service.
Excellent, Mike. And Chris, I know you're probably listening. We are all praying for you, buddy, and we're on your team, and we're going to be ready to get back on the water with you before very much longer. Right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.